I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News. For this weekend's big story in the Quad City Times, reporter Jack Colin explores the evolution of Sylvan Island on the Mississippi River. Sylvan has seen a resurgence of popularity this spring, ever since a new pedestrian and bike bridge opened in December. If you look at Sylvan on a map, it looks like it was carved from Illinois, the way the south boundary of the island runs so smoothly alongside the north shore of Moline. That's not just a coincidence, as Jack explained to me in the WVIK studios.
Originally, the area now known as Sylvan Island was just a peninsula. It was part of the Moline Shore until about 150 years ago, when the federal government created a 2,100-foot-long channel to accommodate a hydropower dam system that is still in place today. It connects Sylvan Island to the Moline Shore and the Rock Island Arsenal.
And I understand that not long after the government essentially created Sylvan Island, private industry used it to their advantage, right?
Exactly. Starting in the late 1800s, a steel plant opened on the island and operated there for about 60 years. There was also a limestone quarry on the island, and people used it for harvesting ice as well. So it was a workplace really before it became a place to play.
So how did it go from a place of work to a place of play?
Well, originally, a group of volunteers that formed in the early 1990s, known as the Sylvan Island Dreamers, they were the ones, after the city of Moline purchased the land, to really revitalize it and to turn it into a park. And while that group is not as active now, there are other volunteers who are stepping up to the plate and performing cleanups on the island and helping the city maintain it as a wild place. The city has actually formed a Sylvan Island Advisory Committee, and that group is responsible for planning events and conducting future cleanups as well.
Tell me about the people you met on the island when you were putting together the story.
I ran into geocachers, bird watchers, dog walkers, joggers, off-road bicyclists, photographers, fishermen, the whole gamut of recreational activities. But almost as unique as the range of these activities is the type of people that are drawn to the island. It's a mix of racially and ethnically diverse people from throughout the community. And one person I interviewed for this story actually call it a microcosm of the Quad Cities.
Now, you do a lot of outdoors reporting for the Times. You've been to a lot of parks and nature preserves. So in your mind, what is it about Sylvan Island that draws people from all different walks of life?
It's right on the Rock Island-Moline border, and it's essentially in the middle of an urban area. You know, there's this recreational destination, this wooded place that people can go to from downtown Moline or downtown Rock Island. It's right off the bike trail, so it's very convenient, and it is in this urban space, so that's what makes it special.
Thanks for joining me, Jack.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
That's Quad City Times reporter Jack Colin talking about Sylvan Island on the Mississippi River in Moline. It's the subject of his upcoming big story in the Quad City Times, which you can read online at qctimes.com or on paper in the Sunday edition of the Times. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.